But first, the brutal public bashing to death of a man at Sydney Airport yesterday showed up a number of security flaws, and more are now emerging. Immediately obvious was the fact that in a place dedicated to stopping people carrying weapons of any sort, weapons in the shape of heavy metal stands capable of being used as bludgeons were there for the taking. Also exciting immediate public comment, the fact that the brawl could happen in a place more full of security personnel than almost anywhere in Australia, without anyone managing to break it up before someone died. And now today, New South Wales authorities have been forced to admit that they haven't yet viewed CCTV footage of the fatal brawl. Why? Because of problems downloading it. Barbara Miller reports.
More than 24 hours have passed since the violent brawl at Sydney Airport, in which one man was bludgeoned to death. But it's emerged that police have still not been able to view critical CCTV footage of the fight. At a bail hearing this afternoon for one of four men charged with the fray over the incident, the police prosecutor has said the fact that five different CCTV footage systems were in operation at the airport meant officers were, as he put it, having trouble downloading it. Magistrate Alan Moore asked the prosecution if any officers involved could therefore appear before the court. When none was forthcoming, he issued this reprimand.
We've got a most serious matter that occurred at the airport, and the police hierarchy are not prepared to make an officer available to you.
The defence argued that there was little concrete evidence linking Zoran Kisakinen to involvement in the fatal brawl. The court was told that the 22-year-old had an almost nil police record and that he was a full-time air conditioning mechanic and was in a stable relationship. Barrister John Corn suggested police were not even sure if there was a case to make.
You can't keep a man in custody in case at some future stage you have a case.
The unwillingness or inability of the authorities to make an officer available to the court came on the same day that the New South Wales Premier, Nathan Rees, announced a significant boost to the numbers of those working on gang-related issues.
In the immediate instance, our response is twofold. Firstly, we will allocate 75 additional police officers. They will be deployed to work with others in a new squad, Operation Raptor. We will also make a reference to the Crime Commission, and that will be made immediately. The Commissioner will be speaking with his federal counterpart later today, and the full force and powers of the Crime Commission will be used against members of outlaw motorcycle gangs. And we will review all legislation, including the expediting of our consideration of gang-specific legislation.
Mr. Rees said he was disgusted by yesterday's violence.
Sickened and appalled, and this is a new low in the activities of these criminal gangs, where once they kept these things between themselves, this is now overlapped into the public domain. That's why we're taking it so seriously. That's why we've moved very swiftly today.
The police have today been defending their response to the incident following allegations that it was slow. Andrew Scipione is the New South Wales Police Commissioner.
Our response was prompt. Certainly the AFP, in their response, was prompt. They provided us with details which led to the arrest of those four offenders not too far from the scene. So to suggest that this was a problem that was linked to some extraordinary delay is wrong.
The AFP Commissioner Mick Keelty also defended the police response.
This was obviously a well-planned event. One of the things that will need to be looked at is how much intelligence existed prior to the incident occurring, whether that intelligence pointed to any event at the airport. But in terms of the response for the event, it was a well-orchestrated event. It happened very quickly. And I think the response that we put in place is a response that no one else could have expected to be any better on the day.
The magistrate at today's bail hearing said he accepted that at this stage the link between the defendant and the brawl was little more than appearing to have left the airport in a taxi with some degree of haste. But he refused to grant bail because of the seriousness of the matter. The matter has been adjourned until Wednesday, when all four defendants are expected to appear.
Barbara Miller.